This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. On the other side of the glass, back where he always excels, Mr. Rob Center. We appreciate his help and hard work. He's why you can go to Spotify or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or any of the podcast platforms immediately after this interview, and that interview will be there. So we appreciate his help and hard work as our producer. In the studio with us now, TJ Eike is back, president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We try to check in with her monthly, make sure we get an update on, well, first of all, I'm just fascinated at the growing chamber, but all the work that they're doing. They just did a survey. They got LeaderCast coming up, and they have other training sessions and legislative breakfasts and what do they call the other morning informational breakfast, just chamber information?
Yeah, our breakfast briefings. We hold those monthly at our office.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, TJ, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much. My pleasure.
I really do appreciate it. Okay. So the chamber just keeps on growing. That is a source of endless fascination to me, how you are super serving people. And I read your survey results, and that was one of the remarks that seemed to be pretty common, is that I just appreciate the fact that everything they say they can do, they do for you, and everything they say they will do got done. So that's fantastic. So how big is the chamber now? Just explain sort of the growth pattern.
Sure. So we continue to see growth on a regular basis. And I also try to emphasize that growth is important, but retention, I believe, is more important. You really need to keep those that are already committed to your organization that you're serving. So that is always in the 89 to 90, 95 percentile. And then currently 563 members. And as I like to say, we have a few in the queue that are waiting for payment. So that number will go up, no doubt, probably by the end of week or early next week. So, you know, the survey, as you mentioned, was it was an option for me to do to try to make sure I make the right decisions to serve our members. It's not about me or about my staff or the board. It's about the members we serve. And the best way to serve those folks is to give them an opportunity to tell us, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? What can we do better? What should we stop doing? What should we start doing? And to be honest, those survey results, some of them brought a few little tears to my eyes. Some made me chuckle.
The complimentary remarks.
Yeah. And it was just... it was hard to find things in there that were wrong to take to the team and the board and say, we need to work on this. We did find a few things we're going to nix in our opportunities and things that we're going to...
Yeah, you can get rid of the Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, and you need to do those things.
1% or something.
You need to do those things and ask questions and see where your audience is and what they need. So, you know, you got to do these kinds of things. And we were really super excited to get the results that we did.
Well, and I think you're producing a great PDF and a great magazine. The IYB magazine that comes out, and the fact that you have so many events and activities and training sessions and things coming up. And I think that's how I responded. So, and out of the number of surveys you sent out, how many came back?
So I would say it was probably in the 70% out of the ones that went out. I, you know, am like a dog with a bone when I'm on a project, and I had folks who didn't respond, and so I would send again and say the deadline's coming up. And again, that's simply because I want to make sure that the path that we're laying ahead for, you know, our upcoming years is that serves you best. If you're invested in our organization, I want to make sure we're doing what you need us to do most.
I got one of those emails from you saying, I was just kidding about the fact that you can fill out the survey. You have to fill out the survey, Mark. I appreciate that. That was interesting. But so, of course, that was the next thing I did was click on the survey and get that done. Okay, so that's you are growing, and here's some of the reasons why. The programming that you do, explain some of the events and activities and things that are coming up.
Yeah, as you mentioned, so, you know, our schedule is always rotating into different things, and later this afternoon, we're going to be at La Primavera doing a graduation ceremony for our high school program, Building Leaders for the Susquehanna Valley, so that's very exciting. We'll be greeting about 70 to 80 parents and school officials and other folks from the region and celebrating these young individuals. individuals. They're going to present to a Shark Tank panel, if you will, the fictitious businesses they created with business plans and all of that over the last school year. And then tomorrow morning, we start early again at Watson Inn for our legislative breakfast event. And we're going to have Senator John Gordner there speaking to us as well. So that's going to be our first official breakfast there. We did a dry run a few weeks ago, but we're super excited to take the show on the road since the closing of the Country Cupboard. So great response for that event as well. Just under 100 people going to be there tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to surprise a business owner who submitted a green business application for the 2022 Green Business of the Year, because tomorrow's Earth Day, of course. So, you know, there's just always something happening in the works. But lots of seminars and training scheduled, and LeaderCast Live is on May 4th, and we're incredibly excited to be hosting that again here in the region.
Well, let's get on to LeaderCast then. Why not? I'll tell you, I attended for the first time last year, and I just found it really inspirational, and I mean, it was fun, too, and great food from the Feast of Flavor folks, and I remember Andy Stanley, one of his main points in his presentation was, in your job today, start doing what your replacement will do. In other words, when you resign or retire and somebody comes in and replace you, folks will always say, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, Mark never did that, or he wouldn't do that, or he wouldn't start Instagram, or things like this, you know. So he said, start doing now what your replacement will do. And so I remember that. But make a pitch for leadership, LeaderCast, because that's just one of the tidbits.
You know, I am really excited. I've attended several times. This is our third time hosting this. And it is an incredible investment from the Central PA Chamber to buy rights to have this program. It is going to be hybrid again this year, meaning if you're still not comfortable or maybe you can't get out to the actual venue site to join us in person, you can join online and watch it from the comfort of your office or your home. This is also a great opportunity because we do represent members in 9 states and 91 zip codes. So maybe you want to join in on LeaderCast, but it's just out of the question to travel that far. You can still join by way of, you know, virtual. But in person, you can't beat it. To be among other folks who want to grow and learn and lead for the entire day, I think, is just very inspiring. And I think this is going to be the best one yet in regards to the topic at hand, because all 10 speakers are answering the same question. So I really like those kind of things where you can get so many perspectives on one thing. And that is, it's the one thing, what makes a leader worth following? And I think if you ask everybody, you know, in your facility, it's always going to be something different. So I'm really excited to see this because as leaders, we want to make sure that we are worth following and that we're reaching and inspiring and touching all the folks that we lead, not just a couple who get us. So I'm really excited about this.
That's interesting. What makes a leader worth following? I know some of the leaders that we had here in the past, you would follow them because they were just constantly sort of like the Tom Peters thing, in search of excellence, you know, trying to improve or, you know, find that just scintilla of detail that could be changed or improved or fixed or so on. So that's what you're talking about. Or, you know, what are the traits that you can kind of pick up from a leader on a daily basis?
Yeah, and they actually give a little breakdown of what they've done so far in their studies. And I'm thinking this might lead into what we're going to learn on May 4th. But they said some of the things, just for an example, are grit and trust, you know, their actions and courage, fulfillment, curiosity, a sense of belonging, and fun. So, you know, a leader is so many different things and to so many different people. So I think that's really important. And that helped with our survey, too. There was a lot of comments about leadership. And sometimes you're just so busy getting things done and going through the motions and trying to get the next thing launched and put out, you know, a fire here and there. And, everybody's always watching, you know, they're watching how you're handling yourself in stressful situations and in great situations. And, you know, so it's, I think coming out of this pandemic, we learned a lot about ourselves. And I think this is going to be a really great way to take us all to the next level.
Andy Stanley, I think anyway, is a household name among business people anyway. Who else might be there? Are there others that folks may recognize? I know you always have some athletes and different folks there.
There's one that I'm really partial to hearing again, in addition to Andy Staley. I absolutely love to hear him talk. Like, I could listen to him for the whole day. But Molly Fletcher, she spent 2 decades working as one of the world's only female sports agents, and she's hailed as the female Jerry Maguire. So I just, to hear her speak, I've watched some of her TED Talks and things like that, too, on my own time. And to me, when I hear a speaker, it's a lot about their deliverance. But she just really gets it. And I just think as a female leader, listening to her, it's pretty cool because she led in a man's world. So I'm really excited to hear her. But there are so many folks from so many different areas. I mean, there's even an individual that has done a lot of work with aerospace and NASA. So, you know, to hear from all these different perspectives and all these different worlds, I am almost certain anyone who attends is going to find somebody they can relate to.
All right. So this is LeaderCast May 4th. A continental breakfast at 7:30?
Yeah. So we're going to open the doors at 7:30. The actual first session starts at 9. But before that, we're going to have some MCs on site getting us pumped up and having some conversation and getting ready to go and some networking, of course. So we do encourage folks to come early. But if you can't make it till right before the online session starts at 9, that's fine as well.
Yeah, bring a stack of business cards. I brought up about 50 business cards and just gave one to everybody. Even, you know, this is a code enforcement officer from Bloomsburg. I thought you're never going to need this, but here you go.
You never know. It's all about connections for sure.
Actually, I did end up hearing from him. His boss was interested in buying some ads to promote, you know, what they were doing. So, yeah, there's something the front office was happy to see that connection made. All right. Well, we were talking about LeaderCast at this exact moment, May 4th. Go to the centralpachamber.com for more information. All the sign up is there. I did get signed up.
I saw that yesterday. You're luckier. I would have been reminding you this morning.
I thought I better get this done or he'll rebuke me again. I don't need that. So, but yeah, lots of other activities at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber. We're talking to TJ Ikey. We'll continue this conversation at 7:40 this morning.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And we're back on our interview with TJ Ikey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We talked about the fact that they just keep on growing. They are going to be hitting the 600 mark in terms of individual businesses and in terms of individuals who are members of the chamber. But what you don't count, like Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation is a member,
correct,
right?
Correct.
So, you know, we have 20-some people here. So, and you have folks that are on board that might have 600 members or, you know, 100 people or 30 people. So in terms of the number of people who can count themselves as part of the chamber, thousands?
Absolutely. And that's sometimes the thing that folks don't realize, that if your employer or your company or whatnot is a member, you're not for profit, the benefits extend to you as well as a person. So, you know, a lot of times they think, oh, only the manager can go to these events, or only the manager can use the the facility usage or the notary service. And that's not the case. If you're affiliated with a member, it is all your benefits to use as well. Because a lot of times the folks that join that are on the upper echelon don't have time to use the benefits, or maybe aren't familiar with the benefits as they should be. And that's where your frontline folks really should be aware and familiar and put those efforts to use. And it can probably make your job even easier if you took a moment and put the benefits to use.
Right. So you could use the boardroom, for example, if you're having a meeting and I don't want everybody from Lewisburg and Williamsport to come here, we could meet at your office, which is in the Milton Montandon area.
We have multiple facilities there to use. We have our Smith Room, which is a training center, which is a very nice large room that probably the last 3 or 4 years ago, we've invested several thousands to the tune of like $30,000 to $40,000 to make that a really nice state-of-the-art training center.
Technology.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, our facility is used yesterday, I believe, or maybe the day before, Susquehanna Community Bank was there the entire day before we opened and after we closed. We have some folks that use it on a regular weekly basis in the evenings. So the facility is made so it's 24/7 available to our members. So we have folks who use it on Good Friday, a union that needed to have a meeting. So they use it Friday night on Good Friday. So there is continuous. On Monday mornings, I spend a good hour confirming all the facility usages for the week and arranging for folks to gain access and
make
such.
Make sure you didn't double schedule it.
Absolutely. That's always my fear.
Right. Well, that's happened on in that chair a couple of times here, but that's just me causing that dilemma. Yeah, I'm part of a Sunbury group that had a retreat up there because they wanted to get out of the city so that they could really establish the fact that they were set apart for a day.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, especially for the trainings, to get folks isolated and off-site so they're not interrupted and they can really focus at the task at hand.
If folks are really unfamiliar with everything, is there some sort of a go-to? I mean, centralpachamber.com, is that the best place, or maybe pick up one of the magazines?
There's a variety of ways to learn about our benefits, but I'll tell you the most accurate way to gain your knowledge in a really quick way is to call our office. And Jessica, our membership benefits director, she will actually set up a time to either meet with you at our location or a Zoom call. We just did a few yesterday. We looked at the membership benefits question on the survey, and it was alarming that 61% said they were somewhat familiar with their benefits, and then 10% said not at all. And to me, that's something where we're failing. We have the benefits all over the place, but a lot of times folks don't have that chance to sit down and read or click and review. We send the benefits out regularly, but we do offer and really enjoy that opportunity to talk to folks one-on-one and what is your issues, what are you trying to improve, what do you want to grow on, what are you lacking, and what benefits that we offer that can go right into action immediately.
Well, so many people think, okay, I'm going to join the chamber because I love the meetings or the training sessions or leader cast or whatever it happens to be, or I want to be at the legislative breakfast because, I have interaction. I need interaction with Harrisburg or that kind of thing. And that's fine, but they do that, but then they don't think, oh my gosh, well, if my company wants to grow, you have asset loans that people use.
Yeah. Yeah, there is so many different opportunities. And that was another thing that I was really disappointed in, that we didn't really communicate, apparently, our PAL program, which is a pledged asset loan. So I was really disappointed that there was a large number of folks that did not know at all that we do this, and to the tune of almost 65% of our members. So we are taking another approach onto this, and we're doing some new videos to explain. Sometimes we have more time just to click a video and watch and listen versus look at a brochure. So we've just done some of those. We have some more coming out. Milton Savings is going to do a video with us because they were the first lender to take part in this. And just last week, we actually did have a business join because they learned of the lending program, and they are going to expand and need some additional funding. So we do have a lending program that is quite unique, I believe. It lets you, the borrower, decide what financial institution that you prefer to work with. So that is the beauty of it, I believe. And then there is no real interest fee to you. We make a little bit of interest by depositing our funds that we back your loan into your financial institution of choice. And then that's how we make, a minimal amount on our efforts. But the big part is we're making an investment in the region, which is why we exist. So it can be a new business, a long existing business, somebody that maybe needs to make some improvements and expansion. Maybe you're adding a new service, upgrades and equipment, any of those things at all. It's a very smooth and easy process. And we look forward to helping folks be able to continue to grow and stay and thrive here in the region.
Well, and I'm always admiring the people who know about the pledged asset loans and the SBDC and the Chamber's other activities. And they think big. They know how to cobble together a way to make dreams happen, and that is always amazing. Give me one quick example of somebody who's taken advantage of pledged asset loan. If there's any confidentiality, just describe them in general. But we know folks have done this who have these ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a very powerful woman leader that I like to follow and admire from a distance. And she worked in her field for decades making money for someone else. And she decided that she wanted to go out on her own. And she did. And initially, she was renting or leasing a facility, and she quickly outgrew that. And then she thought, I would like my own facility. So she purchased a facility that was previously a restaurant, and she was going to turn it into a real estate office. So, of course, it needed a lot of changing in regards to the interior of the office. And then she beautified the outside as well. And she knew who she wanted to work with. Milton Savings Bank is her provider. provider as far as financial services, and they were very happy to join with us to make this a reality. So Ann Hilliard from Remax Bridges opened up the absolutely gorgeous location on West Market Street in Lewisburg. And so it was a real prideful event for the Central PA Chamber and Milton Savings to be there for her ribbon cutting. She continues to grow her staff, her team, and she just this week started another project on site and is upgrading some other things there. So those are the kinds of things that we like to see happen and be a part, if we can, even just a little bit of helping someone's success.
All right, we're going to see her in a future edition of IYB, right?
Okay. Absolutely. Not, and there's a brand new video. When we first did her video about the lending program, she had to wear a mask and those kinds of things. So we shot a new video. You can find it on centralpachamber.com under Economic Development and the PAL program. And she explains from the borrower's perspective what all was entailed and how easy the transaction was.
All right, well, good for her. Yeah, and I've been lucky enough to meet her, I think maybe one time officially, been to some of the same functions as her, but one time. And she is exactly what I described in a quintessential fashion. Forward-thinking, smart people, have a dream, say, okay, well, there's 20 people out here, 20 entities that can help. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to let them say yes to me. I'm going to give them that opportunity to help. And so good for her. All right, so we wish her the success. Anything else noteworthy from the survey? You got 500 some responses, which is, you said that's a 70% return rate, so that's amazing. But you always reminded folks that we did send out the survey so that folks, you know, maybe would get a sense that, well, I got to make sure that I do this so that my voice gets heard.
Yeah, I would say one of the key things was that, you know, I want folks to know the survey didn't just go to the decision makers or the primary contact of the benefits for the members. It actually went to every contact that you have on your membership. So if you have your marketing person, if you have the front desk, you know, all those individuals were asked to complete the survey because they see us all from a different aspect in regards to what we can provide. So, you know, I was pretty excited that over 96% visited our website. You know, you sometimes wonder, is our website getting traffic? And that's a key thing to point out, because we currently offer ads on our website for our membership calendar, our events calendar. So if 96% of our members are visiting the calendar and you have an opportunity to put your ad there, which is clickable and can be even, you know, a video or whatnot, I do encourage you, because we do have proof in numbers that there is a significant amount of traffic on our website. But folks didn't realize, too, that we have an online seminar and training course that's available 24/7 at your own pace with over 400 course options. And a lot of those have certificates that you can print. And it's a start and stop, so you can do it in the evening, weekends, if you're trying to continue your education or move up a little bit. So I encourage folks to try to do that as well.
All right, LeaderCast, let's give that another little push before we go. May 4th, it starts at 7:30 in the morning. If you want to be there for the Danish early and coffee and some networking, and then you have the whole function starts at 9 o'clock. But you also have sort of a pre-seminar, I'll call it, where you kind of encourage folks and
absolutely
talk to them.
Absolutely. So Pastor Billy Roble, who spoke at our annual meeting, who's from the Sunbury Recovery Church, he's going to be a co-MC with myself. We typically bring somebody in, as Mark and I spoke earlier, that's, you know, all flashy with a nice suit and tie. And, you know, I figured we needed folks that were a little more on the boots on the ground here in the region. And Billy is very admired for what he's doing. And I think it'll be a great perspective to add to the event.
All right. Sunbury Recovery Church, part of Christ Wesleyan Churches. So Billy Robos Forte, he's relatively recently on Sunrise. So you can search our archives for that interview. Central PA Chamber. TJ Ikey, President and CEO. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.